Hello everyone, this is Mario Vergara and welcome to our third advanced guided reading lesson. In this lesson, we're going to continue reading the book we started a couple lessons ago. So, without further ado, let's get into the lesson. We're going to start with the sentence, Winston made for the stairs. In this sentence here, we have a phrasal verb. The phrasal verb is make for, which in the sentence is in the past. The past of make for is made for. So present, make for. Past, made for. In the sentence, it says, Winston made for the stairs. Now, what is the meaning of make for, or in the past, made for? Well, you guys know that the word make, that's a pretty common word in English, the word make means to create or to prepare something. For example, you can make a cake. If you make a cake, it means that you prepare the cake. You get the flour, you get the milk, the eggs, you mix everything together, and you make a cake. That's the common, the most used and known meaning of the word make. Now, when you say make for, it has a different meaning. So see, make is to prepare, to create something. Now, make for is a phrasal verb with a totally different meaning. Make for means to go towards something or to go in the direction of something. So for example, if I say, Make for the door. The meaning of the sentence, make for the door, is to go in the direction of the door, or simply to go towards the door. So make for is to go in the direction of something. So in the sentence, Winston made for is the past of make for. Winston made for the stairs. The meaning of this sentence is Winston went in the direction of the stairs, or Winston went towards the stairs. Then it's going to say, it was no use trying the lift. Now, this word here, lift, it means elevator. A lift is an elevator. An elevator is a lift. The difference is that elevator is more common, more used in American English, while lift is more common in British English. But it's the same thing. So British English, lift. American English, elevator. And the sentence, it says, it was no use trying the lift. Trying the lift means to try to use the lift. Now, the important part of this sentence is this here. It was no use. It was no use. When you say that something is no use, you mean that it's pointless or it's useless to try or to use something. So they said it was no use. The sentence is in the past. So it was no use. It was no use trying the lift. So it was pointless. It was useless. It didn't make sense to try to use the lift or the elevator. Why? We don't know. Maybe the elevator, the lift, maybe it was broken. It was not working. But what we know now, just by reading this sentence, is that it was pointless, it was useless, it was no use to try to use the lift, or it was no use trying the lift. Even at the best of times, it was seldom working. Even at the best of times. This expression here, the best of times, it means the best or the ideal situation or the optimal conditions. So when we say even at the best of times, we are saying even in the ideal situation or the best conditions, the lift, it was it was seldom working. So the lift was seldom working. The word seldom means rarely. So even in at the best of times, even in the ideal situation or the most optimal conditions, the lift or the elevator, it was rarely, it was seldom, so rarely and seldom, same thing. The lift was seldom or rarely working. And at present, the electric current was cut off during daylight hours. At present means now, means at the present moment. So now, or at the present moment, or at present, the electric current. Electric current is the electric power, or just the electricity. So the electricity was cut off, meaning it was shut off. It was not working. It was disconnected. So the electricity, or the electric current, or electric power, was not working. It was cut off during daylight hours. Daylight hours is the period of the day when there's light coming from the sun. It's the opposite of nighttime or the evening hours, whereas there's no sun, thus there's no light coming from the sun. So when we say the daylight hours, we mean the hours or the period of the day when there's sun in the sky and there's light coming from the sun. Even if you cannot see the sun, you cannot see the sun in the sky, still we call it the daylight hours. Now let's make a pause here and let's recap the story so far. So far, we know that our guy here, Winston Smith, he entered this building called Victory Mansions, and as soon as he entered the building, he saw a poster depicting an enormous face, the face of a man of about 45 with a heavy black mustache. After seeing the poster, Winston, he made for the stairs, meaning he went in the direction of the stairs. And the reason why he made for the stairs was because the lift or the elevator, even at the best of times, even at the ideal situation, the elevator or the lift, it was rarely working. It was seldom working. Why? Because at present, the electric current, the electric power, it was disconnected. It was not working. It was cut off during daylight hours. So there was no electric power. There was no electricity. And that's the reason why the lift was not working. So if the lift was not working, it was no use trying to use the lift. So it was better to use the stairs. And that's the reason why Winston made for the stairs, meaning Winston went in the direction of the stairs. Okay, so now let's continue reading. The next sentence is, it was part of the economy drive in preparation for Hate Week. The word drive, I'm pretty sure most of you guys know the word drive as in I drive my car. So we have this verb drive that means to operate a vehicle. So if you operate your car, you drive your car, right? But in this sentence here, drive is not the verb to drive as in I drive my car. Drive here means an effort, an organized effort to do something. And economy means savings. So when you try to promote the economy of something, like the economy of electricity, you're trying to promote the savings of electricity. You're trying to use less electricity. So the economy drive is an organized effort in order to promote the savings, in this case, of electricity. So the reason why there was no electricity during the day, during daylight hours, is because this, you know, the process of shutting off or cutting off electricity during daylight hours, it was part of the economy drive. It was part of this effort to save electricity. And the reason why they were doing that is because they were preparing for hate, preparing for Hate Week. Now, we don't know what Hate Week is. We know by the name of it that it is an event that's going to last for a week and that it's called Hate Week. But we don't have more information about it. That's the only thing we know so far. It's an event, it's going to last a week, and it's called Hate Week. And they were doing this economy drive, this effort to save energy in preparation for this event called Hate Week. And that was the end of today's lesson. Now remember to download the audio from this lesson and listen to it once a day for at least 5 days. The more you listen, the more you learn. Have a good day.